Hello, good morning. Well, it is the start of another fresh truncated week for the Indian markets, and the month so far has clearly belonged to the bulls. So in the month of March, we have seen an up move of around 5.5-6%, and in the last week itself, the Nifty went up by around 3.5%, and it was the banking space that was clearly outperforming, because the Nifty Bank was up around 6% last week. It posted a record close and the biggest weekly gain since May 2016. So bulls clearly have been in charge all through the month of March. In fact, if you look at the FII inflows, they have been really increasing all through the month of March. In fact, the FIIs have been net buyers in the month of March so far, and we have seen an inflow of around 17,000-18,000 crore rupees. In fact, on Friday itself, we had seen big FIIs like Vanguard Group pumping money into the Indian markets. They bought a lot of mid caps like RBL Bank, DCB Bank, V-Guard, Castrol, etc. And that's the reason we saw a FII buy figure, of around 4,300 crores, and the gross figures were also higher. In fact, if you look at the DII figures on the flip side, they have been selling and booking profits when it comes to the cash equity markets. And on Friday as well, we saw the same momentum, wherein the DII's net sold around 2,100 crore rupees in the cash equity markets. But it is clearly the FII money that has been pumping in the Nifty as well as the Indian markets and pushing it higher. Now, as far as the cues for today are concerned, the US markets ended well in the green on Friday. The Dow added 100 points, while the S&P 500 also reported the best weekly gain since November. So things looking up as far as the US market is concerned. Remember, there's increasing optimism around the US-China trade talk, and that is supporting sentiment. But other than that, the street is watching out for the big event this week, and that is the US Federal Reserve meeting, which starts tomorrow. We'll hear the outcome day after. It is expected that there will be no rate action, but the Fed stance might turn a tad bit dovish, and in fact, all eyes will be on any comments coming in on the balance sheet reduction from Fed this week. Other than that, the Brexit uncertainty looms as far as the European region is concerned. And in terms of the local cues for the week, we have the GST Council meeting on 19, wherein the mechanism for real estate sector transition would be discussed, so keep an eye out on that. But other than that, over the weekend, we got the trade deficit data, which looked really positive. So if you look at the deficit data of trade, it has come down to 9.6 billion versus 14.7 billion month on month. So quite a bit of improvement there. And as far as the Nifty levels are concerned, if you're looking at the broad range, the SGX Nifty already suggests that we might start at that 11,500 mark. And the experts believe that 11,600 might not be too far. Other than that, if you're watching out for stocks and trade today, well, HDFC will be in focus because that one has received the RBI approval to own a stake of around 9.9% in the Bandhan Bank. Remember, they had applied to control around 15% stake, but they now got approval for only 10% or a little less than 10%. So this will be in focus because that means that HDFC Bank will have to sell off some of its stake when it comes to Bandhan Bank. Other than that, Lupin, there is not a good news at all, because after the Mandideep facility last week, we have the New Jersey facility which has received OAI. Mindtree will be in focus because not only there is a share buyback which is planned to cut off the threat of a hostile takeover, but co-founder Mr. Bagchi has quit his government job and is coming back to Mindtree to support the company and oppose this hostile takeover move by L&T. So this remains a developing story, and we'll keep getting you the latest on that. Other than that, Hoodco has raised around 5,300 crores, so keep an eye out on that. Jet Airways continues to remain in focus because not only the pilots have written a letter to the labor minister demanding their salaries and pays, but also it seems that Jet Airways has cancelled its flights to Abu Dhabi region, and that might just spook the investors a tad bit. Other than that, DHFL continues to be news as well because they are selling around 31% stake in Avanse Financial Services to Warburg Pincus. This was largely discussed and factored in, but given the way the stock has been volatile, we might see a bit of move in that. So overall, the trade setup for the day looks good. Let's see whether the bears come into fight in the day today and maybe book some profits, or whether it'll be bulls all way along, which have been ruling the roost so far in March.